Mr. Harvis, an honored guest and friends of Bill. I was thinking and wanted to relate a little history to you. When we bring freshmen in to Emporia now, we spend almost a week and give them an orientation, trying to show them how to get around the campus and things to do and so that they don't get lost. When I came to Emporia State Teachers in 1926, I had to look to the older group because the orienting people at that time were the upperclassmen. And the upperclassmen that I picked to give him my first start here were the Phi Sigs. Now, I not only picked them for their athletic ability, but because they reportedly were highly regarded as intellectuals. At least it was reported they had one of the better libraries on the campus. They had more old notebooks, old tests, themes, term papers, and sometimes they produced a test that the ink hadn't dried on it yet. This was necessary because we had to pass so many hours to play football and go to college, and their real advice was you had to take three classes here your freshman year. One was under Dr. Triplett in the Introduction to Psychology. And the secret of making a good grade under Doc's class was to sit up front and be ready to catch that rubber band that he always played with when lecturing. The other class was Poultry Production under Fran Welch. Now, I think it was kind of a buffer class, and they said the secret of making a good grade in this class was to Fran, the main project he had was culling chickens for his farmer friends. I don't know what culling means, and I don't really know what we really did, but they said to make a good grade, you really want to come out of that hen house all scratched up. And the only way that you can make a bad mark, I think what we did was pick the good laying chickens and separated those that were not to lay so much. But the only bad thing that you could do in this class would be to throw a rooster over in that laying pan where the hens laid well. Now, you can make your marks up here by looking up the campus cigarette bootlegger, and I think he was a Phi Sig also, and take Fran a pack of cigarettes at the next class meeting. Now, I know that there's some skullduggery going on there, because every time we'd go out to call chickens, there would always be several innocent-looking roosters in those hens that we would throw over in the wrong pen. So that's how much we knew about picking laying chickens. Bill, in your class, in coaching of football, it was reported that you developed a new method of grading notebooks. It was necessary to hand in the notebook. And you had to have a big, thick, black notebook, because Bill's method was developed from the Newton law of gravity and those alpine back steps that we have over there in the gym. And it seems though the positions they stayed upon and lit there was your grade. So tonight, we decide to present you with a notebook that we know you will read and enjoy. Our mailing list to the people in the college was incomplete. I know that KU's possibly was the same as ours. We couldn't get a list from where you were at Oregon or at Marion, and Ed Shoup did the best he could in looking up your old players and friends at the College of Emporia. I know we missed some people, and our committee wants to apologize for that. Your boys are scattered all over the world, and we, and some of them, it was impossible for them to return for this occasion. Therefore, we have heard from people from 24 states, the British of Columbia, and Italy. And I would like to present to you this notebook that I know you'll enjoy reading. And I have scanned a few of the letters, and they are masterpieces.
Thank you, Gus.
I knew he'd come.